It's about 1910, I think. It's some between 1900 and 1910.
Well, we didn't come here until 1951.
Right.
And I can tell you who lived on all those houses and who lived in all those
houses. Oh, that'd be brilliant. Let's start
with... And probably who lived in all those houses as well.
'Cause, and I've got also in here... One of the other things we're doing is we've got the old tithe map,
yes,
which is 1842,
yeah,
and we're trying to marry up the current houses to what's on the tithe map.
Yeah.
But I've also, anyway, I think that's for another time. I'm just going to listen this time. Mm-hmm. So for, that would be grand if we have a start with that, and I could write over. You want to just...
But where you start from, what happens then here,
sure, yes.
And go through.
Yes.
Now, that was next door to us.
The three cottages.
Four cottages.
Four cottages.
Four cottages, yes. You can see them, a door, a window, a door, a window.
excellent. And that's where Forge House is now, is it?
That's where Forge House is now.
And when did it... Those cottages seem to have burned down much later than I thought.
They didn't burn down.
They didn't burn down.
They didn't burn down, no.
You tell me what happened.
Well, I don't know what burned down, but not. It didn't come as far as that. Those cottages are the originals. I can tell you who lived in them.
Super. Yeah.
Now, in the first cottage, I'm not sure what his name was. It was either Langdon or Langrish. It was an old chap, but he only lived there for a couple of years when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next one were the Linters.
I've heard that name.
Molly Linter and her family.
Is it Linten?
Linter.
L-I-N-T-E-R. Molly.
And the next one, there was a Mr. and Mrs. Waldron. They were a peculiar couple.
I like that.
And in the fourth one, there was Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And their family, they had three of a family. Mr. Jones was a conductor on the buses.
Excellent. And so did he work out of the bus station?
Yes, he worked out of this.
Out of Southdown bus station,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. Excellent. So when you say they were family of three, did they have one child or three children? The Joneses.
The Joneses had three children.
Three children, that's what, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, and do you happen to know what the others did? Miss Molly Linter?
Well, Molly was a housewife.
She was a housewife, yeah. This is be really handy when we get to the look at censuses and things, you know.
They used to do, in those days... The farmers used to come along and take them up to the fields to pick potatoes.
Yes.
And also to pick, what you may call it?
Turnips? Swede?
No.
I tell you who knows about that. It will be Eric and Muriel. Muriel, she's used to pick potatoes as well. Potatoes, but a ground crop. It would be they were picking?
Yes, probably.
Plus query.
But they used to also pick stones and,
all
the rest of it.
Yes. So they would pick up from those cottages.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting.
Why would they pick stones?
Have you ever seen our fields?
Because they're so stony. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so stony. It's so flinty, I imagine.
Yes,
but good question. I mean, I just assumed it was because that's what one spends. If you want to do anything in the garden here, you usually have to clear it.
That's
don't
right,
you?
Stones and all sorts.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's what... And the children would do that too, I expect, would they, in the holidays?
Well, the children would go with them during the holidays. I didn't know that the children ever picked anything.
No, okay.
No, I don't think so.
Lovely. So then...
And then, of course, when they built the council houses down opposite Hartridge's.
Mm-hmm. Then, Barn Crescent.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The Linters and the Jones went down there to stay.
Ah.
And these cottages were let again. I can't tell you the name of the people because there were so many who went out and in and out and in.
Interesting. But the Waldrons...
The Waldrons just sort of disappeared. Never knew what happened to them. No, they were rather a peculiar couple.
Oh, that's right, you said. Mm-hmm. What sort of age were they?
I would say they were about... middle age for me.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, they probably... Yeah.
And then there were then there, it was us. It was Hazeldene.
Yeah.
It was the bakery.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you built that... You took it over from the article. From the... chap who's retiring, and then but you had to sort of really build it up again, didn't you?
We had to build it up. We took about £7 a week.
Initially, was that about £7 a week initially?
That's what we took at first.
At first, yeah.
Started pushing it, and then things went on from there because we delivered from. We delivered all round the village.
Yeah. Was that you on your bicycle?
No. That was a different thing altogether.
Okay.
That was before we came up here when we were down in Portsmouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how did you deliver around the village? In a van?
Yeah. We had a three-wheeler, little three-wheeler van. Which remains still... I don't know how much of it remains under the hedge.
It is under the hedge, because in the article it talks about you can see it in the hedge. Fantastic. I shall have to... I did look a little bit when I...
No, you won't see it because it's sunk in there.
Ah, okay. I can't use that as a... I mean, we want to do these little... things again. You know, we'll try and get... Whether we make it in every Humbledonian, but we're going to try and put a teaser in each one just to get people interested.
That's right. So that was that. That goes on to the bakery. And then it was Myrtle Bank.
And I know the Duttons lived there, but were they living there when you...
Oh, no, the Duttons came later.
Yeah.
It was Taylors that lived here. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor lived in Myrtle Bank. But Myrtle Bank at that time was split in two.
Still split then, yeah.
And it was a Mrs. Wilkins that lived in the other half of it. Wilkins, who used to have the bakery before us.
Oh! Hmm. So, now I must just remind myself.
They had the bakery before the people we took it.
Ah, okay, yes, that makes sense, because the name I remembered from here... was different.
Potter.
Potter, that's right. Yes, okay. So before Potter.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So yes. So she was quite elderly at that stage, was she?
Yes, she was. And she had a big family too. But they were all married and away. Mm. They were all, and some of them had gone abroad.
Because, of course, I mean, if she was, what, 80 or something, because it wouldn't have been, or 70
even. I don't think she'd be as old as 80. I think she'd probably be in her 70s.
So, in 50s. So, 1880. Yeah, because an awful lot of people went away around the time of the First World War and after that, didn't they?
That's
because
right.
To find jobs with the Depression and everything. Anyway, yes. And the tailors were they still working? Was he still working?
Yes. Yeah. I can't think what Aubrey Taylor did. I just can't remember what he worked at.
Never mind.
He had one son.
Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing that you can remember anything. And then, did the Duttons come in after them, do you think? Or was it, were there further people came in there? And I was trying to think why it was called Myrtle Bank.
No, the Duttons. What was his name? He was headmaster up at it's gone.
Doesn't matter.
Big private school up in Petersfield where
churches?
No.
Not
where all royalty go to, etc.
Oh, Bedells.
Bedells.
Oh.
And he lived
He didn't go to
he lived in Myrtle Bank.
Yes.
But he moved up to
Hamlet House.
Hamlet House.
So it was Tim Slack.
Tim Slack.
Oh, I didn't know he'd lived there. He's
Now, I'm not sure whether he lived there before Duttons. He must have done.
Yeah.
Yes, he must have done. So he must have bought that. Yes, he did. He bought that house, and he also, it must have been a few years in front of what you've got there. Mm-hmm. He also bought the next cottage.
Yeah. So and then he put it back together again, as it were.
And he put it back together.
Well,
again.
Not that I think.
Because the children used to have to put their pyjamas on and run into the next cottage to sleep.
Sounds like me and, because you know I'm now my partner's Jan Jarvie, the guy who lives next door to me.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm known. We've never made a hole between the two houses, but we do have a garden in the fence. There's a gate in the fence.
Yes,
and so I am known to go through in my dressing gown. But it's not visible. And I, you know, I couldn't have even told you that 20 years ago, could I?
But that next cottage now, that is, let me think, where are we?
And then it goes to the Red House, doesn't it?
No, the next cottage is Rosemary Cottage.
Of course it is. Sorry, yes. And then Lindsay, Rosemary after. And they're funny interlocked cottages as well. They all got rights of way across them. And
it was an old couple that lived there. Uh, Can't remember the name. No. It'll come back to me.
Thing is, you see, what I'll do is, when I can, is I'll write all this out and then give you a copy, and then you can just fill in fill stuff as in, you remember.
Well, that was Rosemary Cottage. The next one was Lindsay Cottage.
Lindsay Cottage. Still Lindsay.
Now, it was people by the name of Clay that lived there. Oh, that one in, Rosemary Cottage belonged to Newlands.
Ah, anything to do with, there's a Newlands farm, I think, still somewhere.
No, nothing to do with
nothing
that.
To he do was, with that.
No, he was a retired sergeant major or something like that, and you didn't half know it. Very nice person, but didn't stand any.
Well, of course, and wasn't it Rosemary Cottage that Roger Garside's aunt went into? I can't remember her name.
No.
Or was that Lindsay?
No, she went into Lindsay Cottage
because she was someone to reckon with.
My goodness, wasn't she?
I remember because I came in 97, and she went quite soon after that. But one of my first sightings of her was waving her walking stick at someone. I can't remember why. Anyways, yes.
She was a holy term. I had a key for her house. She asked me if I would have a key for her house, which I don't know how many keys I kept out there. People's houses. And she locked herself out one day and couldn't get in, and she came along to me to see if I could get in. I said, well, if you can't get in, I can't get in. She said, but you've got the key. I said, yes, but this is not the right key for you've got the place all locked up. Yes, but you could climb through a window. You're joking. I said, you can't even get your windows open. She said, well, that one upstairs open. Oh, I thought, yes, and you, Mrs.
Absolutely.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, I interrupted you there because you said there was somebody called Clay in Lindsay Cottage.
Yes, but they weren't there very long because they also went down to Stewart's Green.
Okay.
They weren't there very, very long. I think my tortoise chased them out of there. He was a gardener, and my tortoise got out. Well, I lost him. And he was in their garden having a feed.
I don't think a tortoise could do much damage, could they?
Oh, dear. And then there was Red House. I can't remember the name of the people who lived in Red House.
Because, of course, the John and...
No, they bought it.
They bought it
at a later date.
A later date. Because were they in Courthouse?
Or they were in Courthouse.
That's
yes,
right.
Uh-huh. No, they weren't in the
No, it was just his
They sister. Were up in Scotland.
They were up in Scotland, that's right. Right. Watson. The Watsons, that's the right, Watsons, was later. Uh-huh. They were in Scotland. Yeah, he was a stockbroker or something in Edinburgh, wasn't he? I think.
I can't remember the name of the people in Red House. I remember the husband went out on his motorbike one day and that was it.
Oh.
I think he had a heart attack or something. And she stayed there with her son. Her son had polio.
Mm.
He was a very nice boy.
Mm.
But I can't remember the name. And then you go on to Ivy Cottage.
Mm-hmm.
Which was only a cottage at the time.
It really was only a cottage then. Was that when Fred Banting had it? Did he, or was that later?
Yes, he had it. Mm-hmm. And that was the end. That was the end of.
Of course, that was the end. So, who did the work on? Who made Ivy Cottage look like it does now?
People who were in it.
The Shade Shafts did, didn't they? Oh, I didn't, because I mean I know them, but and I suppose they were already here when I arrived, and I didn't realise that they did.
No, they did. Because there was nothing else. Fred Dynish wasn't in here, and
no. And then so you just got to Fairfield.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I've discovered from the tithe map that at some point the drive up to Fairfield, it was always that shape going up and around and back, but it used to come out much further along the road. Yes, I mean, it's on, because it confused me on the tithe map, mm-hmm. but when I walk up and look at the long wall, you can see where the gates would have been before, and it makes sense against the tithe map, okay, lovely. So would you like to go down the other side?
No, down the other side. Well, starting at the bottom here, we've got, this was the forge.
Yes, and I'd forgotten that, because we did do all the various businesses for the 2000 exhibition, but I'd forgotten we had two forges. So who ran that one? And that was still a forge in 1950.
That was a forge.
Still
no,
there.
It wasn't. No, no, it wasn't. It was a forge then. It wasn't a forge when we came here. It was just as it is there. Ivy Briggs had her chicken in there, chicken and pigs in there. Do you remember Ivy Briggs?
No, I know the name so well, but...
They had the shop along. They had the shop.
And she had a bit of a reputation. It wasn't the cleanest place, is that right?
Well, it was a bit of a... I think as the stuff came in, it just got plonked on top of everything else.
You know? So she had her chicken and pigs in the old forge,
yes,
okay. Yeah. Of course, yes, she was the shop person, yes. Now, and she was in where the old people's market is now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, they owned the whole building.
Did
where,
they? Yeah.
Where Richard is
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And next door to the forge was Blenheim, that one over there.
Absolutely. And...
Mr. and Mrs. Bennett lived here.
Ah.
And he was a postman at Waterlooville. And he had a car.
Oh, now that's in. Yeah, I was going to ask you at some point about
how he had a car.
Had a car, and that was something quite unique.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Or unusual, anyway, at that. And so, then was there a Mary who moved into Blenheim? Mary somebody?
Mary Pounds.
Mary Pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Did she
moved in after Mrs. Bennett moved to the old folks.
Spring.
She moved up to the gardens.
To the gardens, okay.
Then Mary Pounds bought it from who was it had all that property? I've forgotten. It was some titled person that had a lot of property in the village.
So the Bennetts would have rented it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because this is the other thing, which is interesting, isn't it? I mean, we might go back and say which of the ones were probably rented and which were...
I should think the majority of them were rented.
How interesting, yeah. Of course, I mean, that was the norm before the Second World
Absolutely.
War, really, wasn't it?
Yes, uh-huh.
From a big landowner. Because one tends to forget that we had... that there were big landowners apart from Winchester School and the Winchester Diocese. I knew about them, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that there were others, although thinking about it, on this tithe map, I've got it, actually I haven't got it on, I don't think I've got it on the bit I've got here, but there is a list of who owned the properties. Just seeing whether... Where's Merford Bank? But this is 1842. I was just thinking, you know, it's possible that it carried on down. But Fairfield, I've got Blenheim. I've got it as... It seemed as though there were people called Ridges, Dancaster... No, that were the people... Tenements. A lot of the places that we all live in were tenements then, but it's actually tenements in the sense of being rented, I think. Mm-hmm. Not tenants, yes, exactly. Yes, not how it's, what it's mm-hmm. tended to become. Now, I think that's probably too far back. That's a complication. Well, that's interesting, though. Yeah. Brought from big landowner. Yeah, Oakethaps Mary Pounds. And did she have a business?
I don't know. She altered the whole place when she came in.
She altered it, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, she altered it to a certain extent.
Because did the popes alter it a lot more, or was there somebody else before them?
No, the popes didn't alter it. No, they bought from Mary Pounds.
I'll ask Katie, because I see her from time to time. Yeah, because I didn't think they'd done all
that. Who had that extension put on there? No, I think it was Mary Pounds that had that done.
Because it was quite modest before, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. No, I think it was Mary that had mm-hmm. that put on. I don't think the Popes...
No, because I think...
...did very much to
I remember because Katie has told me that she did talk about doing something with the kitchen, but Tony said no... it's a lovely house as it is, and yes, we will leave it as it is, which for them was fine. You know, I can understand why the Galgis, what they've done, and actually they've done it pretty well, I think. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. I don't think they did do much.
No, I think it was Mary that did most of the extending at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember Mrs. Bennett, after he died, I went over there one day and she was lifting the big tin bath out into the backyard and putting a big sheet all around there. I said, "What are you doing, Mrs. Bennett?" "I'm going to have a bath," she said. "Nobody can see me behind here and I'm going to have a nice bath."
Guys, isn't that wonderful? Well, can you think, absolutely, can you think when that might, you know, was that in the 50s?
It must have been summertime. It was nice and warm.
An heavy hot tub.
Yes.
But it was a big tin bath, you know. Yeah,
brilliant. You know, we forget.
I'll leave you in peace then.
And of course, that's all along. The well has been right in. I guess at one point it was in. It may have been in. Outside, just outside the houses, and then
that was the wash house.
It was the wash house. That was the wash house. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Because
And all the water had to be brought up from the well.
Yes.
Until they eventually, I don't know how they managed to get water into the house.
Because when was...
And I know it was put in there, but only one cold water tap was put into the house. And I think that was the landlord that did that. And I can't remember who he was.
So that would have been when it was still with the Bennetts.
Oh, yes.
Because when you came here... Well, did you already have mains drainage as well as mains?
No. Mains drainage.
Oh. I can ask the council. I mean, it is interesting because I'm still not on mains.
Aren't you?
No, because there's no way to get in, I think.
Oh.
And neither's Jan. Mm. The next two are. But no, I'm still. So,
you saw a cesspit,
yeah, uh-huh. With the hole knocked out in the corner, I'm pretty sure.
I know. We all did that.
In the sense that I've only emptied it once and it hasn't been a problem.
No, we all did that with the 17
years. So.
Put it down, make a hole in it, you know.
And it's amazing. And I just don't know how big they were built in those days.
They were well built because they're all, if you can see down, they're all bricked.
Yeah, well,
at the top.
Mine's bricked at the top. It's true. Mm-hmm. And then they discovered that Jan had some work done on his cottage, and discovered this huge cistern, 2/3 under my kitchen, 1/3 under his, mm-hmm. In a bit that used to have a roof. The roof used to go over, but it was open, mm-hmm. There was no wall. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know it was there. And it was 8 foot by 6 foot by 12 foot, which is a big tank of water.
Yeah. And we've got them underneath the yard, the backyard there. You can't look down into it now, but you could look down into it. And it was all arched inside.
Oh, really?
So I don't know how far it goes down that yard. I'm just hoping it never gives way one of these.
Well, absolutely. That's arch because... Well, I must let you... I'll come back to that because mm-hmm. this arch brickwork. Love to know. Anyway, so there so we've got Blenheim. And that was about I got you sidetracked because we were talking about the well, and that was in the wash house, and then when the water came, and I love that tin bath, and so that would have been sort of in the 50s or something like that.
It would be in the 60s.
Wow, excellent. And then we could go on to Courthouse,
which I don't know a lot about, except that the Watsons lived there.
And so they were there when you came?
Oh, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. That, the Courthouse...
Of course, Betty's father... Was that Betty's father?
Yes. Uh-huh. He was Admiral.
That's right.
Courthouse was used as a wren's quarters.
Oh, I didn't know that. During the war?
During the war.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of ground there, and there's a lot of outbuildings one way or another.
Terrific amount there, and they also had that field behind them,
mm-hmm.
Which went right along to Back Lane.
Mm-hmm. And I keep on hoping those fields will stay that right there.
Yes, yes.
Because I benefit from the view.
Of course, of course. No, I don't think they can build here because there is an envelope round the village.
The conservation area.
Conservation yeah. area,
So that was good. I mean, so Betty, and then she marries John, and they yes. continue to live there.
They lived in.
Of course, they weren't living there then. No, it was just her father.
They went over to the farm over at Love Dean. What was the name of the farm? The son is there now.
Oh, what? Well, he's at Denmead Farm. It's called, because there's Rose Cottage up there as well, I think. And it's up, you take the road up by the Batten Ball if you go
that's
towards
right.
Denmead.
That's right, yes, yeah. that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I've yeah. been up there.
That's right.
It wasn't called
Denmead Farm then, yeah. I forget what it was called.
I've got a farm map, so I could probably find out mm-hmm. from that. Farm, I may have got that wrong. I just thought of it as being mm-hmm. Denmead Farm, but I know the one you mean. Okay.
Because they had a son and a daughter. They were both adopted.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Tim and Clarissa, isn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Clarissa was very kind. I don't know her. Tim, I know.
She is a very nice person.
She helped me carry my shopping back this time last year mm-hmm. when I was having to park up at the Meesons.
Oh, yes.
with the floods because when it was all shut up, you know, couldn't get close mm-hmm. to the house.
No, she's a very nice person. Tim, I don't know about. I've had one or two spats with him.
I think he's. I've known him a fair while, and the name's gone from me. Is Tim and Anne, his wife.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But not you know in passing rather than well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jan knew Tim in his younger and rather more unprincipled days,
yes,
let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's maybe why he doesn't talk to us now. Because he used to go to the White Lion in Soberton a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so...
Mm-hmm. No, he was a bit rude.
I can imagine. Well, when he was young, or even now, if the things...
Well, I haven't seen him for years now, so I wouldn't know. But
I think
he was always very rude.
How interesting. I think he's improved then. Anne probably took him in hand. He certainly, I think they're both quite direct.
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But is Betty still in there?
Betty is
still there, isn't she?
Yeah.
Extraordinary. So then we get to Verney's.
Then we get to Verney.
Mm-hmm. And I know a certain amount because Ian and Christina are good friends. But of course, before, I can't remember the name of the person they bought it from. But they.
They bought it from.
It was
Mrs. Rumbold.
Ah, Mrs. Rumbold, okay. Now, was it a sweet shop? Well,
it was Sarah May's sweet shop.
That's right, yes.
And it was Sarah May's before, well, she must have had it a long time before we came here, because she was an old lady then. Sweet shop was in the front room.
Excellent. And so did Mrs. Rumbold buy it, or would it have been a...
I
think rented that, or?
I Well, I wouldn't know about that. No, I wouldn't know about that. But I know the Rumbolds moved in, and Mrs. Rumbold took over the shop.
Oh, she took over the shop. Okay,
she
yeah.
took the shop. Uh-huh.
Now, was Mays, was she related to Ida Barrett in some way, or have I imagined that?
I couldn't know.
It's one of those connections that. Oh, and she took over the shop. So how long did the shop go on?
I can't go back that long.
Doesn't matter.
No, I expect the think who took over from the Rumbolds. It was a funny little lady who used to keep her car in the garage, and she made an awful mess of bringing it out in there.
I expect.
And she used to get very angry with people honking the horn at her, you know, to either move back or move forward or do something. I can't remember her name. No.
So it was Sarah May's sweet shop, then the Rumbolds, and then the funny little woman.
Uh-huh.
And is she the one who sold it to Ian and Christina? Or would... Maybe?
I think so. I'm just not sure about that, but yeah. I think so.
Because I can ask them anyway. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether she was the one who lowered the floor in the sitting room, which is the source of much grief now, because it's...
Well, is that the front room?
It's the back. It's the sitting room.
Because the front room where they had the shop, you had to go down a step.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you
returned
her, and she always wore brown.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So you've been coming down here a long, long time. Because if that was Sarah May, or was it in Sarah May's time you were down?
It must have been.
Well, it would be.
It must have been. When did you come? 1951.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, from then.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. Well, why not? Yes. Yes. Because was there a reason why they had... that you've got the big outbuilding next to the house? I mean, it's the big garage and the next to it, I wonder.
No, I never knew any reason for it. It was always used. I don't know what Sarah May ever used it for.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a very lovely space to have. It's just quite unusual to have that level of... and having a garage along East Street is very rare.
No, I can't tell you about that at all. All I know is it was used as a garage when, you know.
Yes. And then we get to me. Well, you know, our run.
No, don't get to you.
No, I know. I mean, we get number one and two, the cottages.
Ah, well, there were three cottages there.
Right.
There were three cottages there. One, when we came here, the Buckses had the first cottage.
Yeah.
Albert Hall and his wife and two girls.
Annie Hall.
Had the second cottage and Albert Hall's mother had the third cottage.
Ah.
Now, the second and the third cottage, the stairs went up, sort of in a V, I would say. And the wall was knocked out so that they could get to the old lady.
Oh, right.
It's difficult to see how you get to out of... That's really... So you've got the two and then the alleyway.
Yes.
And then you've got Timbered Cottage, which yes. Jan's in, and then there's me.
Yeah.
So those first two were actually three.
Yes, yes.
How fascinating. Yeah, well, because actually, if you look from behind, there are three...
Yeah.
What do you call them? That, anyway. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense. And, of course, and I know they... how interesting. But, I mean, when I think about the cottages themselves...
Yes.
They're not exactly large now.
No, they're not.
Because I looked at the first one before I bought... Old House, I actually looked at the one because Tim Banting had done up that one.
Yes.
And then the my one. Mm-hmm. And so I did actually see that first one. Anyway, yeah, how fascinating. Right. To get to old lady. Okay.
Now, Buxy moved from her cottage... to your house.
I knew she'd been in mine.
Uh-huh. And Jess Barrett went in.
Yes, yes. Because Jan used...
Jess would go into that house about... I'm not sure about the dates, but...
No.
Wendy was born up in Church Lane, I think, and they brought her down. It would be 1950, about 1952 or 53,
Okay, right.
Because there was something wrong with Wendy, I don't know what it was, and we had to make a small loaf, with saltless loaf.
Ah, okay.
I did. Every day she had a small saltless loaf.
Oh gosh, there's a whole lot of other stories. I'm going to be coming back if that's all right.
That's all right.
There's some wonderful stories.
Yeah, I shall probably remember more than that.
Okay. We're doing number one. Well, what were three cottages?
Yeah, and then we were at Timber Cottage. Now, Banting stayed in Timber Cottage.
Yes, I think he did. Absolutely, because. Some of the work done there was not the highest. Banting, because Diana, all the surnames are going from
me. Ah, yes.
Jan bought from Diana, Nurse Diana.
That's right, yes. Uh-huh.
But I don't know, and I don't know whether she bought from Banting, maybe.
Yes, I think she must have done. That was Diana... Jones, is her name?
That she was Diana Jones then. And then Jan bought it. It's so confusing, his name Jan. I mean, it's Jan in a way, Finnish origin, but it's always Jan. Fred, I mean, he had, of course, he owned Mrs. Bux's house, and then it was his builder's yard,
I suppose.
It was.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
All up there. So he really owned an awful lot up there. But it was already split. It was split, Timbered and Old House. They were two separate houses then.
Yes,
when you came.
That's right.
Because I think at some point they were
one house.
I think they were one. because I think I was built on probably 19th century built on quite early. Because it has to be quite early because I've got early 19th century fireplace on the far side, so it would have been built on around that time. And then old house, as you say, I knew about Mrs. Buxey because it was known as Mrs. Buxey's house when I bought it from Anne. I bought it after sadly Anne Evans died. Evans, I don't know what her name is. And it was always still known as Mrs. Buxey's house then.
And it was Banting's Yard, was the next one. And then Lindale was the next one.
Yes, and happily it's back to Lindale now.
Yes,
But do you remember, it was Dost Hill it was called
That was that awful woman.
Jean Fiddian Green, that's right, absolutely. You know what Jennifer Hitchens called her?
What was that?
Finnan Haddock. She was a very tricky woman, that.
Oh!
Very tricky.
Oh, you could hear her for miles.
And when were the cottages? So we've sort of gone from Banting's, and then the yard, Banting's Yard, and then the two cottages up the side of me, it was the Carpenter's shop. I think from the date, they were turned into cottages in 1980-ish.
I didn't even know there were cottages at that time.
Well, they were rebuilt as cottages. It's got 1980, I think. And it was Tim Piercy, I think.
Well, it might have been, yeah.
And that's, you see, with my house, I'm connected to the carpenter's shop.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then I've got the solid wall of the two cottages up the side of my garden. Mm-hmm. And I can get up the alleyway into a parking bit at the back. Mm-hmm. But I think that's why they didn't put me on mains, probably, because it would have had to go through the house in some way, under the house. And probably, Tim Piercy obviously didn't think it was worthwhile or something when he did all that. He did all the conversions there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I've never really spoken to anybody as to when Camelot, I'm trying to think of the names of the three cottages on the front there, mm-hmm. between Banting's Yard entrance and Lindale, mm-hmm. when they were built. But they probably are 80s as well. They look much the same.
They're all the same. All the same. Yeah. It was all built at the one time, actually.
Okay. So I think that's absolutely brilliant, and I want to write that up. But just a couple of subsidiaries. Because cars, they were people owning cars. When did that start to happen, do you think? Because you were saying it was a rarity, pretty much, until the 80s, even? And cars and telephones, I thought I might ask.
Well, the telephone lines used to run from that pole across the road here.
Yeah. And you would have had a telephone, for sure.
We had a telephone, yes, we did.
But was it common for everybody to have one?
No. No, I had a telephone when the telephone number was 17.
Excellent.
Because if any of my children ever got into trouble and I said, I'll tell your dad when he comes home. No, you won't. So they'd lift the telephone and say, Dad. 17.
Excellent. And what just a, I'm going to stop that. And then I'm going to...